Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
All right, good evening. What's up, Detroit and all our global listeners? This is your girl, Poetic Energy, on the air live with a newly refreshed segment of our show. We used to have this segment of the show some time ago, talking about life situations and hot topics, but we've entitled it something else. It's entitled Life, Strawberry Confessions and Chocolate Letters. It's where everybody will be able to call into the show or write into the show with for the women, they can write in their strawberry confessions, talking about anything they want to talk about in life, something that has occurred in their life or they're going through in their life, they need advice on in their life. And the chocolate letters are for the men to call in and write in and share their stories. Well, tonight we have a hot story for you tonight, live off the press. Someone sent in a great show letter from a brother, Chocolate Letters, and we're going to share that with you this evening, hoping that you all get an opportunity to call in live on the air at 917-932-8881 and give us your opinion on what we're going to be discussing this evening. Well, but first, I'll start off with reading the letter. You know, we've put a posting, actually not a posting, but an ad. For many of you who don't know that I am a life coach, and this is my effort to talk about real issues that people are dealing with in their everyday life, and they may not have the money to actually go and talk to somebody professionally. I am not a therapist or anything of that sort. A life coach is just a person really trying to help a person find a happy gain back a happy medium in their life, or help them achieve the goals they wish to achieve in their lives, or recognize the things that they already have within themselves to be successful, things of that nature. So this is what I want to do. It's a part of my life of helping people and helping people be happy. My life coaching company is called Mia Happy Inc. Life Coaching, and this is what the show is all about. We're going to have a lot of segments dealing with life within itself. All right, now the topic tonight, it starts with one phone call. Married men and women being manipulated by bitter cyberspace friends. Men and women with hidden agendas of destroying their marriage because of their own lack of love. Now that is a very interesting topic, because I hear so many people losing life and losing their family, losing their marriage because of their spouses or significant others being befriended by people of the opposite sex or even perhaps the same sex online without having a thorough knowledge of, what this person's agenda is. Because to be honest with yourself, we really don't know what a person's real intent when you're speaking to them online. You could think a person is sweet and then come off as sweet and kind of befriend you in a way that makes you intrigued by their the dialogue that you guys are having with one another. But then, you know, you turn out, you know, as you develop a closer relationship with this person, they turn out to be something totally different, crazy, you know, the borderline crazy or all the way crazy. So let me get us start off with reading this letter, because we only have an hour for the show this evening, and we're going to just kind of start with this. Dear Mia Happy, I need to ask about, okay, let me read this hand. I read your ad about being able to send in chocolate letters to your show for men, being able to send in confidential chocolate letters to your show. I am writing to get some direction, and here's my story. My wife and I have been going through some issues for a few years. We basically lived in the same house for the past 4 years of our marriage, not sharing any form of love or intimacy from prior to us getting a divorce. But I totally blame myself. I joined this online group just to engage with other people and have a little fun. Long story short, we used to post things about things bothering us, things we liked, things we didn't like, inspirational things, food for thought. And a woman in the group reached out to me and began telling me all about her problems with relationships and work issues. I began to feel sorry for her because it seemed as if she was going through so much. She was a single woman that said that she was looking for a brotherly friendship, so I thought nothing of it when chatting online with her. We started chatting nearly every day for about 3 months. It got to the point we started sharing a little bit of inappropriate conversation, but I figured, oh, what the hell? We are just online, so no harm could be done. Besides, I was enjoying it because I felt so disconnected from my wife, and we had become so invested in one another emotionally that we decided that we should talk on the phone. After us talking on the phone, it seemed like my lady friend was calling every hour upon the hour, and even at an inappropriate time, even though I told her that I was married. I asked her to stop calling so my wife wouldn't get upset, and she said that she wouldn't stop until we met. So we arranged to meet and realized that we only lived about 50 miles away from one another. We met for dinner, and that led to going to the nearest motel, and let's just say that we were not making small talk. We met several times after that, and I don't get me wrong, I felt guilty by doing this because I loved my wife, but this woman had a strong hold on me. She fulfilled the void that I was feeling inside, not getting the attention that I felt I needed from my wife. But as the saying goes, what's done in the dark comes to the light. This affair took a turn for the worse. My lady friend began showing up in my hometown quite frequently. She began demanding that I leave my wife, and when I told her that that wasn't an option, she became belligerent and started making idle threats on the life of my wife and 2 children. She got my address and began sending crazy things to my wife. My wife tried to forgive me and to reconcile somewhat until this lady threw a brick through my wife's car window. This was the last straw. My wife was so angry, she left me and filed for divorce. I pretty much lost everything I had, family, my house, because the house was awarded to my wife in the settlement. I had to resort to living with some close friends, but somehow this crazy broad found out where I was staying and started causing problems there, and my friend and his wife asked me to leave. So I was left to sleep in my car. Crazy me met up with this broad one last time after her calling my cell phone like 59 times. When I met up with her, she struck me with the heel of her stiletto because I said I didn't want to see her again. While driving back home, I realized that this woman had been baiting me all this time, because what happened to only wanting to hear to have a brother-sister friendship? And as I left thinking, she initiated the convo about sex, calling one another. She initiated eventually meeting. When I went back to warn people about her in this group, I found out that I wasn't the only sucker that had a run-in with this broad. But I was the only sucker who had lost everything he had because of this broad. She had a pretty face, and by the way, in person wasn't as pretty as it seemed online. Interesting enough for me to indulge. When I had the opportunity to thoroughly think things through, I realized that I didn't have to be lonely as a husband. I never talked my feelings over with my wife. I never gave her the option to perhaps dissolve what I was feeling. Now I am truly alone, and all it took was one phone call and one meeting to lose it all over a piece of crazy ass. Now I am looking to find happiness again within myself because I have been so torn up in the inside without my family. I wish I had paid closer attention to the signs when this broad was telling me all of her problems and how bitter and so unhappy she was in relationships. Perhaps I would still have my family and my wife. Shotgun letters of a brother losing all I have to a crazy cyber bitch. Woo! Wow. Wow. Whew, what do you say after a story like that? So interesting that so many people are dealing with issues like this. This man, this brother, lost it all just because he indulged in a relationship with a woman from cyberspace who had befriended him. This is a deep story. I know I want people to listen to this story in the archives. He said that he didn't realize this woman in cyberspace was baiting him all along by making suggestions and saying that he was so, you know, this and, you know, and that she was being, she wanted a friend and only a brotherly type of friendship with him. So he really thought nothing of it. So he began, that's how it all started, and that he didn't realize that she was baiting him all along because she was looking, she had been so unhappy in love herself. She met him in a group, and it grew from there. She decided that she, you know, she picked out him probably because, you know, some of the things that he was posting, maybe she was just intrigued by some of the things that they were sharing in the group. He said the group was about food for thought, you know, everyday life situations, all kinds of things. So, but he didn't realize that this woman was baiting him all this time. You know, she had put her mark on him and was going for the gusto, and he fell for everything, just like that. And in the instant, it only took for one phone call for them to connect, and eventually leading him to actually meet up with this lady, having an affair, and then eventually he lost it all. Do you hear me? He lost it all. She was the one. He got involved with this lady, not even think about the consequences down the road. And she lost it all. This lady, she didn't lose nothing. All she is without is a person to be in a relationship with. But he lost his house, his family, his wife and children, all of that, his dignity, you know, in this relationship was just for a meet and greet. Or not being able to say no to a person. I see we have a caller on the line, and we are going to engage in a little bit of conversation about this piece to see what this caller has to say And for all you that are tuning in, the number to call in is 917-932-8881. You are listening to Live Strawberry Confessions and Chocolate Letters. And I have just read for you a letter from a brother who pretty much lost everything he had from a fiber relationship. So we're going to connect this caller in. Caller from the 734 area code. You are on the air with Poetic E, a.k.a. Michelle Alford, the life coach. I'm hoping that you had an opportunity to hear me read the letter.
Yes, I heard you read the letter, and it's very interesting. And I really think that men and women alike should think before they leap, because you don't know what you may be getting yourself into. It takes a lifetime to have happiness, it seems, but you can ruin it in just one instance. So it's best to think before you leap, because you don't know that person, but you do know what you have at home. So it's best not to even get involved.
I so agree with it. That's a good assessment that you made. You know what you have at home, and you don't know, we don't know who we're dealing with online, because people could come across as being good people, nice people, but all along they are bitter people, unhappy people, in situations, and they become drawn to you, and you don't know what a person is behind cyberspace. They can have come across as a pretty face and all of this, and they're showing you the pretty faces and pretty poses and stuff. All along, they're baiting you, hoping that you will become attracted to their appearance. And once you start commenting on people's pictures, like beautiful, sexy, and all that, you're giving them an invitation to say, hey, you know, you can pick on me, you can nudge at me, I might be able to be bent a little bit. You give those people don't realize those are indications. You give those little indications to a person that's bitter and living life bitterly and who's in relationships, you know, time after time, you're giving them an invitation to say, hey, you know, come at me, and don't even realize you're doing that. I was reading the part when he said that he didn't realize the lady was baiting him all along. I think that, don't you think sometimes it's when people realize when everything, when they realize everything when they look after they have lost everything?
Yeah, I think they realize it, but then it's too late. You need to think before you leap, because everything that glitters isn't gold, and everything that looks good isn't good. And some people are only out to destroy people's lives and marriages because they're unhappy within themselves, because they don't have anybody.
And yeah, I so agree with that, because a lot of times when people lack love themselves, if they see it over, they don't care whether a person is married or not, or in a monogamous relationship with anybody or not. They just want the opportunity to see if they can grab hold of what someone else has. And they don't realize is that they are still not going to find happiness in that. 99.9% of the time, people going after someone that's with someone already, and somebody ends up in that type of situation, and it's usually the seeker, the person that's seeking after the love. You know what I mean? And one good point that I brought that this guy brought up in his letter is that he never gave his wife the opportunity to try to fill his void. Or to do something about, you know, what he was feeling. And I think that a lot of people do. I think a lot of marriages go sour because people just don't try.
Lack of communication.
You're absolutely right. You know, if you don't communicate to your spouse or your significant other that you are in need of something, you feel like something is missing in a relationship, then how are you expecting them to know? I know intuitively, with a couple is together, they should kind of feel that something is wrong. But even if they feel it, they still need to hear from you what is going wrong in a relationship. What can we do to change that? What can we do to make sure we stay happy and remain together? And he said he did not realize until afterwards that he didn't even give his wife that opportunity. And I believe that he would further say that probably had he given his wife the opportunity or sat down and had a conversation together, he wouldn't even have gone through all of this. And the other thing is that people have to be discerning. I know a lot of people don't know what discerning is because I was speaking to someone the other day who I had mentioned about being, you know, being more discerning. He said that he had heard that several times from a person, and discerning means that you have just you have just a feeling of a deeper feeling or intuitive connection or revelation on what the intent of people's heart is. And nine times out of ten, you can really kind of tell if a person is good or bad, especially if you have dialogue with them. I remember, you know, when I got started in real estate over 14 years ago, I went to this seminar, and this guy said that you could tell within the first 10 minutes of meeting with the person if they were going to be serious about buying a house. And I didn't understand truly what he meant until I actually tried, you know, experience what he was talking about. You do know kind of, if you really truly pay attention to people's conversations, their actions, you kind of get that you know, that notion that they are not serious about what they're doing or what they're doing, or they are serious. So it could go either way. It's either good or bad thing. So, but it's good to be more discerning and more respectful. Don't just, you know, decide to be friends with a person because, oh, they got a pretty picture, they look good, because crazy don't really have, don't develop or manifest a face until you actually start dealing with that person. You could have the most beautiful person in the world, man or woman, and then crazy come out a lot later when you actually meet them. But if a person is constantly talking to you about being bitter in their relationships and so unlucky in love, then that should kind of give you a sign that, you know, something is going on with that person, because they are the common denominator in the relationship pool. You know, it could be the person that, you know, type of men or women that they're drawing. However, it's still the fact remains is that that person is involved in that relationship too. So they have to have something going on deeply within themselves that they need to deal with in order before they get into a relationship. And I think that people would not get so caught up in relationships if they paid attention and thought more about, you know, dealing with people prior to getting in a relationship with them. Paula, are you still there?
Yes.
I was wondering, what do you think about cyber relationships? Do you think it's a good or bad thing? Because it seems to be the thing that's happening now. People are getting in relationships, or, you know, via people online. It used to be the workplace was the place to be meeting people that you have affairs and stuff with. I'm imagining that still goes on, but now it's cyberspace. What do you think about cyber relationships?
Well, I think it's a risky situation because you don't know that person, and you're taking a chance on your life and everybody else that's involved with you, especially if you get attached to this person and they can't let you go. So you're taking a chance on losing everything you have, including your life and your family's life. You just really don't know a person. It's best to really think real hard before you get into a situation like that. I really don't think it's very good myself.
I tend to agree with you. I mean, you know, a lot of people, you know, networking online, you know, that's all good. But you do have to draw a fine line somewhere. Because if you start, you know, I remember years ago, I had a male friend of mine. He had a coworker that he got into an affair with because he was telling so much of his personal life about him and his wife to this woman, and he just didn't know that he was giving her the ammunition to, you know, kind of force her way into his life and break up that happy home. He was giving this woman the ammunition. He felt comfortable with her because she was a coworker. But in the interim, he in turn also lost everything. He didn't have children. But the thing was, he got himself involved with a woman who was unhappy herself. And that's a common thing. Most of the time, not every single person is unhappy or lonely or unlucky in love. Some people are single because, you know, that's just where they are in their life at that point. But a lot of times, when married people engage in friendships with single people and they're of the opposite sex, you risk the chance of something happening between the two of you, especially when you start spending time with this person. And reflecting back on this chocolate letter from this brother, he said it started off with one phone call. You know, and I thought about, after I was reading this, I thought about, you know, what would have happened if he had not called this lady? Would he still have his marriage? Would he still have his family? I think that, you know, I think always, and I don't want to, you know, sound sexist, so I'm referring to this as because a man said in the chocolate letter that sometimes men don't always think about the consequences all the way through. All they, you know, cue in, oh, this is a nice person. She, you know, she cool people and stuff like that. And you count it, you know, write it off as, you know, it's nothing of it. But you got to be careful because people have hidden agendas. When they see an opportunity, if you give them one piece of inkling that you're unhappy in the relationship you are in, you have just given them all the power in the world to truly put an end to a relationship that you may want to keep. You're just feeling, you're just in a moment where things need to be refreshed. And I think, you know, this brother, you know, realized all of that in the end. And in the end, it's too late because when you think about it, he lost everything and she lost nothing. I don't think that people that get into affairs really think everything through. I think it, you know, they live in the moment, and then when the moment is over, then that's when everything breaks down. And Paula, are you still there?
Yes.
You know, is that something that I do agree with you earlier saying that, you know, people should think before they leave. I so agree with you on that because a lot of times people who are engaging with people online, you don't know what this person's heart is, what it's all about. You can say all day long, people can post all kinds of things and make you think that they're sweet, nice, and everything. You can kind of get an indication if a person's life is all about something because they'll soon slip up eventually, even with their posting. So there is a way for you to discern if a person is truly who they say they are. But if a person gives you an indication that they're constantly, you know, unhappy, then that should be, you should, you know, about face, take a detour and go in the opposite direction of that person.
They're just trying to lure you in, and if you're weak enough to fall for it, they got you hook, line, and sinker.
Yep. I so agree with you. What do you think about people, you know, people engaging in friendships, male-female friendships, and calling one another, you know, if they're married, calling their house at 5, 6 in the morning or all times of hours throughout the night? What do you think about that?
I think no man or woman should ever call anyone's house if they're married or in a serious relationship, because it only causes problems. And if you're not looking for trouble, you shouldn't even indulge in it, because somewhere along the line, something is going to happen that's going to cause a problem that you may not like. Because some people, they feel if they can call you, then that's their foot in the door, and that's, but then your problems may start and you can't stop it, and then you just about destroyed your life, your home, your family, and everything else. So it's not even worth it.
I so agree with you. You know, but I think that a lot of people just, like we said earlier, that they live in the moment and don't even think about the consequences of losing everything that they love. And sometimes you people feel like they are, you know, I'm so lonely, but I'm in this relationship, but I feel so lonely. But they don't think, all they think about is that and not think about, you know, what can I do to be, not lonely again. You know, like this brother said in the letter, that he never even gave his wife the opportunity. So how do you expect to change your relationship for the good if you never address the issues that you have in your life or your relationship?
Not going to work.
Absolutely.
The lack of communication means a lot. You know, it causes a lot of problems when you don't open your mouth and tell that person exactly how you feel, because if you don't, then it's just a lost cause.
Yeah, absolutely. But we're going to take a quick commercial break. It's like we still have 28 minutes remaining in the show. And we will return with more discussion on It Starts With One Phone Call, Married Men and Women Being Manipulated by Bitter Cyberspace Friends, Men, Women with Hidden Agendas of Destroying Their Marriage Because of Their Own Lack of Love. After our commercial break, we'll come back with my caller. I thank you for hanging out with me and, you know, discussing the topic at hand. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we are going to return back on the mic.
Like to read but haven't got time for bookstores? Then try Whispers Publishing. They've got hundreds of e-books, with new ones being added every 2 weeks. You can find and read many award-winning authors in a variety of genres. Can't make a choice? Then why not check out the readers' reviews or even add your own? Whispers Publishing is dedicated to your reading entertainment. So what are you waiting for? Visit whispershome.com now.
That's what kind of led up to them becoming close. And he said he realized that afterwards she was initiating everything, like initiating the, you know, the interaction between them two, because she first tried to appeal to his emotional side by telling him all of the, you know, stuff that was going on in his and her life with men and on the in the workplace and just in her life in general. And that led to them, you know, talking just about every day, chatting every day, and then, you know, initial, and then manifesting into them calling each other. And he said he didn't realize it, but she was baiting him all the time because she initiated, you know, them actually starting to talk on the phone. And then after that, it led into her calling him every hour upon the hour after getting his phone number, even though she knew he was married.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you like this. Both of them had stuff on their minds. That's how I feel about that situation, because if you want to talk, you can talk to your mate. You don't have to sit there and cyber chat with nobody. If you cyber chat, and it's something you ain't, you don't have at home that you're trying to get elsewhere, and it always leads to something else. So that's like setting yourself up for failure. Why would you do that if you actually love your mate?
Very good point. You know, a lot of times people don't see it as that, but you are setting yourself up for failure. And, you know, like he said, he didn't even give his wife at the end of his letter. He said he didn't give his wife, he thought about it. He never even gave her the opportunity, or she, he never even addressed him being lonely with his wife. And now he don't have a wife, no kids, no children, no home. And he lost everything he had just because he felt like he was lonely, but he never even, you know, told his wife, well, I'm feeling lonely. I think, don't you think he could have resolved his issue very quickly by just going to his wife?
Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't do that. Like, once they with somebody for so long, they get, like, you get tired of talking, I guess. I don't know what's that all about, but a lot of people do that. They don't talk to each other. They just go about their own business, and that's why we have a lot of these breakups and problems out here in this world.
I so agree with you. I think the divorce rate is so high because people don't manage their marriages or their relationship because they feel like, you know, you should know that I love you, or things of that nature. Just because you've been together a long time, you still should be able to tell your mate, I love you, because they need to hear that. You know?
Mm-hmm.
If you come, you know, each the person that's having the affair usually blames the other one. But it's unfair to blame the other one when it's the two of you in a relationship. So somewhere along the line, there should have been a discussion at least to address if one of the two of you are having a boy in your life.
Mm-hmm. Just that's like I try to talk to people when I'm like dealing with them. A lot of people you can talk to them and it blows over their head. Like especially when you've been with them for a while, they don't hear it. So that's why a lot of stuff happens like that too. Like I'm sick of talking. I'm gonna, you know, do what I gotta do.
Absolutely. Well, Paula, I so appreciate you calling in and sharing your thoughts here on the Poetic Energy Network station. We appreciate your insight because you made some valid points, and I'm sure that even when our listeners check out the archives, they'll be able to, you know, listen in on your thoughts and be able to say, you know, look at it, you know, man, you know, that person was right, you know, when they said this and that. So I appreciate you for calling in and hanging out with us on the Poetic Energy Network station.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Good night.
Bye-bye.
All right. That was a caller we had, you know, giving his opinion on on the topic that can. We are discussing life in itself, Strawberry Confessions and Chocolate Letters. And tonight we had a chocolate letter sent in Specifically, our topic was, it starts with one phone call. That's what prompted this topic from this letter. It starts with one phone call, married men and women being manipulated by bitter cyberspace friends, men and women with hidden agendas of destroying their marriage because of their own lack of love. All right, caller, you're back on the air from the 309 Exchange.
Yes.
Yes, I'm so excited this evening because, you know, you have shared some really great insight on the topic at hand. I appreciate you calling back in to, you know, further discuss on the topic. I just want to really quickly, before we engage in a more conversation, I want to give some helpful tips out to people that are in relationships, whether it be married or just monogamous relationships or serious relationships. I think the number one thing that, you know, the moment that you feel like that there's a void in your life, when you have someone serious in your life, that should be the moment that you guys, the both of you, sit down and address that. Because the longer you allow it to linger on without addressing it, you're just going to feel more and more of a lonely feeling. And it's going to progress into you wanting to seek comfort outside of the relationship. So the number one thing you should do is address it immediately. And if you don't address it immediately, the number two thing that you should be doing, once you realize there's an issue, you should definitely seek professional help. Because usually, before it progresses into an affair, and a lot of times people, you know, I'll admit that people won't even think about the process at the moment because they're thinking about being lonely. But the number two thing you can do for yourself is actually seek professional help. Or start doing some soul searching within yourself, figure out what's going on inside of you, because you can't always blame the other person for what you're feeling on inside. Even though you can have a significant other, if you're dealing with issues personally in your life that you haven't addressed, that will also give you a feeling of loneliness or a feeling of disconnect from your spouse because you're not sharing with them, you know, communicating with them what's going on. And besides, that's what a significant other is, part of the reason what you have a significant other is to be able to have a person, a confidant, that you can, you know, talk to about the things that you're going through in your life. And if you're with somebody, to have somebody in your life that you feel like you can't talk to, then there may have been an issue from the beginning. the third thing that you definitely should be doing, but it goes all the way from the beginning, from the one and two, is that you should be in constant prayer, kind of getting your mind in meditation, getting your mind together about, because sometimes your state of mind brings you into the position of not thinking clearly, not really seeing signs. Sometimes if we don't clear our head of things, we will be so seduced by other, you know, people that have, you know, a bad intention, and we won't catch it because our mind is always already full of clutter, full of things that we're thinking about, the issues that we're going on in our life. So first you need to be praying, you need to be seeking professional help, and you need to be speaking with your spouse. And perhaps all three of those things will go hand in hand. They really don't have no specific order, because I think all of those things should be done when you first realize that you are having problems within your relationship. So one of the main points tonight is to, before you allow yourself to get cozy with a person just because you have a heart, and somebody spills to you a sad story, that you should, you know, let them seek professional help. That should be your response, because you don't know the hidden agenda behind cyberspace. When somebody's hiding behind cyberspace, you don't know their hidden agendas. You don't know what they have in plan to try to wreak havoc in your life because they're feeling unhappy. Misery loves company. I'll say that one more time. Misery loves company. But sometimes there are such selfish people in this world. They want what they want, and if they see it, if they have feel like they have an open door to get into somebody else's life who they might be interested in, they, especially if they're an aggressive person, they will do it at all costs. Wouldn't you agree, caller?
Yes, I do agree because I've heard of it happening to so many people. I have a friend whose relative has no problem with breaking up someone's marriage, and she doesn't care if it was her mother's man or sister's man or anything. She's just that type of person, and she cares nothing about breaking up somebody's marriage or relationship. And that's sad, so we just have to be careful out there.
Absolutely. I'm saying that's a good point you brought up. There are people out there who have no regard to if somebody is or isn't. And actually, the gentleman addressed it in this letter that even after he told this woman that he was married and not to call his house at certain times, she totally disregarded that request because of her own selfish needs and her lack of love. She wanted to rob somebody else of love. And so, you know, I'm glad you brought up that point, caller, because that is so true. A lot of times people don't realize when you're dealing with people online, you don't know what's behind their heart. I see so many people saying, oh, this is my girl or this is my boy or I like this person or I don't like this person. But in all actuality, we do not even know either of these people, and we start developing relationships and loyalties to people that we do not know the intents of their heart. So I totally agree with your assessment there that sometimes people, you know, they allow themselves to get into relationships without even, you know, thinking about this person. If this person is like this in life, then why would I risk losing everything I have for a person that is selfish anyway? So I agree with your assessment. Now, is this like an ongoing situation that you've heard of?
Yes, it's a continuous situation. She has no problem with going with her best friend's boyfriend or her mother's boyfriend or her sister's boyfriend, and she's even planning to try to break up a relationship of her ex-boyfriend's sister, and she's the type of person that cares about no one but herself or doesn't care who she hurts, and she doesn't care if you're married or in a serious relationship or any of that. She'll just go for what she knows, and she has the mentality, I can't help it if they can't take care of home. They should have been taking care of home, then they wouldn't be dealing with me, but that's the wrong attitude to have also, because you're destroying somebody's life because you're being selfish and you're not happy and you want everybody else unhappy too.
You're absolutely right. It's just so sad that people are so unhappy that they're really on a mission to find love, but in the interim they're destroying love because of their selfishness. Because of their lack of love and their selfishness, they want to help someone else in their relationship with their significant other only with hopes of them being able to, you know, fall in place and be in love with that person. But love doesn't, you know, work that way. And just like this gentleman's letter, he said that he didn't realize that he was being baited all this time by this woman. And he didn't realize until after everything that he had was gone, that this woman didn't really have any real intentions in the first place. Her thing was, well, I want a friend. That was the first thing that he said in his letter, this letter here, that she said that she only wanted to have a brotherly, sisterly relationship with him. And so, and you heard his response. His response said, he said he found no problem with that because, you know, in his mind it was probably like an innocent connection she was trying to make with him. But it progressed into them chatting every day, them calling one another every day, then eventually meeting. And as time went on, he realized that she was initiating all of this, and she was hooking him all the time. And so, and that's why, you know, a lot of times people don't realize what people, who people are on cyberspace. We don't know a person's heart. You can kind of get a kind of idea with people posting things, like, you know, oh, this is a nice thing, that's a sweet person, but they have a good heart. You can kind of get a little bit, but you don't know that you know that a person is a good person. A person can portray something just to draw people in. And I think that's what the issue was here, that this lady played the innocent role, you know, acting like she was only after just an innocent friendship, an innocent relationship. But and then you heard in his letter he addressed in the end that he wished he had paid more attention to the details of her always talking about that she was unhappy in her relationship and that she was, you know, she was dealing with a lot of bitter feelings. But at his point, when he knew that he was married, when the woman started calling his house, you know, 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and 5 o'clock, 8 a.m. in the morning, those are very inappropriate times to be calling anybody out, really. But he should have addressed that issue right on, which he did say he did in the letter, but the lady became even more aggressive. She did not want to put an end to the affair that they had already started. All right, I see that we have just 2 minutes remaining in the show, but Paula, I just really want to thank you for all of your insight on the topic this evening, and it was certainly a pleasure you share your thoughts and your stories on the topic, and I appreciate the other gentlemen for calling in and sharing his insight on the topic. I certainly appreciate all of you.
Thank you.
So I am going to kind of just, since we have two more, you know, we're probably going to have to table this with some more because I know a lot of more people wanted to attend the show this evening, but we just restarted this again. We had started this last year sometime, but I kind of stopped doing it for a minute just to, you know, regain some more information on different topics that people are truly interested in or perhaps dealing with in their own lives. And I just wanted to really thank all of the people. I saw quite a few people popping in and out of the chat room. Thank you, Oracle, for, you know, being present here. We had Mrs. Ojami here this evening. We had a few guests come pop in and out. I'm sorry, I wasn't really interactive in the chat room, but I really wanted to talk on this topic this evening because, I feel like so many people are, and relationships are destroyed by developing cyber relationships with people that they don't even really know. You see a pretty face or handsome face and you get hooked when all actuality, that tells you nothing about that person's heart, their intent on dealing with you. A lot of people are use smoke screens behind religion and positivity and stuff, but you don't know who that person is. You can kind of get an inkling of if a person is really all about that by their total interaction. But if it balances between not so positive or, you know, a little bit of positive being, you know, a little bit of negative, then that should kind of give you a story that you may be dealing with a person that is not really that all that stable, especially if they can't outright tell you they don't care about you being married. That should tell you you should get to start walking in the opposite direction, take a total detour. Oh, the Oracle, the story of the young lady going after every one man is amazing. 2009, is it really worth the headache? This is the question that was posed in the chat room. Carla, do you want to address that? And we have only a few seconds, but you can the story of the young lady, is it really worth it? Do you feel like it's really worth it, the headache of going after somebody else's man?
No, I don't think it's worth it because it's only going to be a hardship sooner or later. So it's best to just turn and run in the opposite direction as fast as you can because you don't know what you're getting involved with. So it's best to let it go before you even let it get started.
Absolutely. I so agree with that. There's also what's wrong with getting her own man. It's like a child who always wants what the other kid has. That is so true, Oracle. This is another question that's posed in the chat room. What's wrong with getting her own man? That's absolutely true. So many people seem to, you know, get a thrill after going after somebody that already has somebody. I don't know what that thrill is, why they feel they need to do that, because there's so many people out here that's single. So many people here that's looking for love, searching for love, that's lonely, and but you choose to go after somebody else's man. And I really think it boils down to a person seeing that this person is happy, you know, not really happy, but you're seeing that this person that, this person may be good. And like we said earlier, sometimes you can start sharing your information, you know, your issues with your husband or wife or your significant other, and you don't realize that you're giving this person all the power in the world to, you know, try to break you up if they wanted to, if that's what they so desire to do. You have just given them the ammunition to do so by so you should never discuss your marital issues with an outsider. You know, you should seek professional help from a person that can really help the situation and not someone that who could possibly see their way in and make sure that you guys stay broken up. Carla, did you want to say something more?
Yes, some people like the challenge of trying to take someone away from someone because they think they've done something great, and really they're just causing problems because they're evil. And they feel that, hey, if I can take it, I'm going to see if I can take him away from that person or take him or her away from that person, and they're not caring who they hurt. So it's just a challenge to them, like a game or something, and it's really childish and senseless.
Yeah, I can agree with you on that, caller. A lot of times people do feel the game. There are not too many people that are, you know, that have morals or live with, you know, values or things of that nature. So when they have no remorse for their actions, you could pretty much say that they're dealing from pure evil, basically, because if you have no remorse for your actions, that's pretty much saying that you don't care about others and their life is all you care about is what you want. You're going to have it, and you're going to do whatever it takes to get it.
Some people have morals of an alley cat, you know.
Okay. Oh, wow. Well, we're still a little bit over going over time, but we are going to table this discussion because I feel like, you know, I enjoyed all of the callers that call in this evening on the topic. I can imagine, like, a lot of people don't want to sign in because if they wanted to discuss it, sometimes people don't like to put their business out there, so I thoroughly, thoroughly understand that. But I appreciate you for hanging out with me this evening, sharing your thoughts and your insight. And until next time, we are going to say good night to everyone. And tune in to one of our weekly scheduled shows. Just check our main show page. And get with us, and until then, we will sign off this evening and hope that you can tune in again to our Strawberry Confessions and Chocolate Letters. And we want to shout out to this brother for sending in this letter. We so appreciate that. But until next time, folks, we thank you for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network Station with your host, Michelle E. Alfred, a.k.a. Poetic Energy. And I am wearing my life coach's hat this evening, talking about life within itself, issues of life. So we're going to send it out for you, Jazzy, here, and hope that you can attend our Thursday night open mic at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All righty. Good night, all.
Good night.